Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 1. Up on Wall Street by legendary Fidelity Magellan manager Peter Lynch is a practical investing guide built on an encouraging idea. Ordinary people can spot great opportunities before Wall Street fully prices them in. Rather than relying on complex models, Lynch argues that daily life provides a steady stream of investment clues, from crowded stores to products friends cannot stop talking about. The book explains how to convert those observations into disciplined stock selection, then pair them with basic financial checks and patience. Lynch also outlines a common sense framework for understanding different kinds of companies, what typically drives their returns, and what risks to watch for along the way. Written for individual investors, it blends market realism with an optimistic belief that preparation and curiosity can outperform hype. The focus is not on quick trades, but on finding understandable businesses, buying at sensible prices, and holding through inevitable market noise. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, everyday observation as an investing edge. A central message is that individual investors can gain an advantage by noticing what is happening in the real world before it becomes an institutional narrative. Lynch encourages readers to treat daily routines as informal research. What products are gaining traction? Which restaurants have lines? What tools offices are adopting, and which services friends recommend without prompting. These signals can surface potential winners early, when a company is still small enough to grow rapidly and before large funds can easily build positions. The book also emphasizes turning observation into a process rather than a hunch. That means writing down why something seems different, identifying the company behind the product, and then asking whether the business is likely to benefit in a durable way. Lynch warns that popularity alone is not enough, because a great product can belong to a poorly run or overvalued company. The value comes from combining firsthand awareness with follow-up analysis, so the investor has both a reason to look and a basis to act. Secondly, a simple classification system for stocks. Lynch is known for grouping companies into intuitive categories that help investors set realistic expectations and evaluate opportunities appropriately. Instead of treating every stock as the same kind of bet, he highlights that different businesses tend to create shareholder value in different ways and over different time horizons. Fast growers may deliver strong compounding, but can disappoint if growth slows. Slow growers might be better suited to income-oriented investors and can still be attractive at the right price. Cyclicals require attention to economic timing and inventory cycles. Turnarounds depend on operational fixes and balance sheet survival. Asset plays can be mispriced because the market overlooks what a company owns. This framework reduces confusion by linking analysis to business reality. It pushes readers to ask what must go right for the investment to work, what could go wrong, and which metrics matter most. By matching the type of stock to the right checklist, investors avoid using the wrong yardstick and making avoidable mistakes. Thirdly, doing the homework without overcomplication. The book argues that individual investors do not need advanced mathematics to evaluate a company, but they do need curiosity and discipline. Lynch advocates for basic due diligence that connects the story to the numbers. That includes understanding what the company sells, how it makes money, whether demand is repeatable, and whether competition can erode margins. He also stresses balance sheet awareness, since debt can turn a manageable downturn into a permanent loss. Readers are encouraged to look for signs of operational strength, such as consistent profitability, sensible reinvestment, and management actions that align with shareholders. Another theme is keeping analysis grounded. Avoid buzzwords, avoid buying solely because a stock is recommended, and avoid confusing a rising price with a better business. Lynch favors plain language questions that reveal business quality, then a sanity check on valuation. The goal is not to predict the economy or time every swing, but to build enough understanding to hold a good company through volatility. Fourthly, valuation and growth. Paying a sensible price, Lynch repeatedly returns to the idea that even a wonderful company can be a poor investment if purchased at an unreasonable price. He popularized a practical way of thinking about valuation relative to growth, encouraging investors to compare a company's growth rate with what the market is already assuming. When expectations are too high, a small disappointment can crush returns. When expectations are modest and fundamentals improve, the upside can be substantial. The book discusses how earnings trends, cash generation, and business cycles affect what a stock is worth at a given moment. It also warns against chasing hot stories in overheated sectors, where valuation can detach from reality and leave little margin of safety. At the same time, Lynch argues that investors should not automatically avoid higher multiples if growth is truly durable and the business economics are strong. The core takeaway is to tie price to plausible outcomes and to revisit that relationship over time as the company evolves, rather than anchoring to the purchase decision. Lastly, patience, portfolio management, and staying rational. Another major theme is behavior, how to survive inevitable market swings while letting compounding work. Lynch promotes patience as a competitive advantage because many investments take time to develop and the market often misprices progress in the early stages. He also supports diversification, but in a purposeful way, where each holding has a clear reason for being in the portfolio. The reader is encouraged to track what must happen for each investment thesis to remain valid, and to sell when the underlying facts change, not merely because the price moved. Lynch also cautions against emotional decisions driven by headlines, market crashes, or envy of short-term winners. He highlights that volatility is normal and that the investor's job is to separate temporary noise from permanent impairment. This approach combines practical monitoring with psychological resilience. By focusing on business results and valuation rather than daily quotes, investors can avoid panic selling, reduce overtrading, and give their best ideas enough time to mature. In conclusion, this book is best for individual investors who want to pick stocks with a long-term mindset, especially readers who feel overwhelmed by technical jargon or believe they lack insider access. It can also help professionals and finance students because it explains, in plain terms, how businesses translate into investments and how expectations get priced into markets. The main life benefit is that it teaches a repeatable way to think, observe the world, form a testable idea, check the fundamentals, and stay patient. That process can reduce impulsive decisions, encourage healthier risk awareness, and make investing feel more connected to everyday understanding rather than abstract speculation. Compared with many investing books that focus on formulas, macro forecasting, or day trading, Lynch offers a grounded blend of common sense and practical screening principles tied to real business categories. The writing is accessible, but the discipline it advocates is serious, which makes it useful long after trends change. If you want a guide that helps you build conviction responsibly and avoid the most common behavioral traps, it is worth buying and rereading. If you would like to support Peter Lynch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.